Jai Siddhama, everyone. This is Sadhvi Siddhali Shri here with my spiritual teacher and guru, Acharya Shri Yogish, for Siddhaitan Tirth's live broadcast of the 8-day Pariyushan series. Acharya Shri is a respected enlightened one who has helped thousands of souls progress on their spiritual path and totally transform. Welcome to all of our new listeners and thank you for tuning in. Matam Vandami, Acharya Shri.
Pariyushan Parvadhira is the topmost, highest one, purely soul celebration. Not body, not mind, not thoughts, only soul, which keeps you alive, which knows everything, which has infinite power, which never decay, which never get destroyed. We call it soul. Soul is always alive. Body dies. You get the new body. It gets old, it dies. But soul comes out, goes somewhere. And if you have experienced soul, sometimes you have a dream. So you are out of body. Your body is sleeping here and you are traveling somewhere else. It is called dream traveling. The people who are more expert, they can have an astral traveling. Astral traveling is while you leave your body and you go out. That is very difficult to do it. But in the sleeping time, you're all the subtle body. Subtle body is the closest body to the soul. They are kind of like a soul. It's a shadow of the soul, kind of. They are invisible body, like karmic body, astral body, fire body, light body. There are many names for it. They go out and you see the dream. You meet people, they are traveling to others. And you see yourself in the same shape of your body, even though it is not body with you. You are just traveling. And you meet a lot of people. It is true. Dreams are true. Only is not true your nightmare. Why nightmares? Nightmare is you ate a lot of food in the evening and you go to bed right away. Food is not digested, it will create a nightmare. Those are not dreams. They are false. Many people, they have nightmare, they get scared. Dreams are true. In dream, they get scared too. If they meet bad people, bad, they are astral traveling, everyone, in the dream. So you meet, and they are true. But unfortunately, we all forget our dream. If we begin to remember, you can really go backward. The more you remember your dream, you can go backward. Backward means with this life, your childhood, you're 2 years old, you're 1 year old, you're 6 months old. And sometimes you are in the womb. When senses are already grown up, they are in the womb, 6 months old. They begin to hear, they begin to feel their heartbeat already there. Everything is formed, the body, but it's not a fully formed. 6 months old, if they are born immature, but it is still, they can survive. Because all the senses are there. And they can hear it in the womb. But in the womb, they don't see it. That is the only thing. They hear it. They hear what people are talking, but they don't see it because they are inside. Sometimes I see, if you want to search your real face, go to the womb. In the womb, what was my face? That is the way to go backward journey. dream take you there sometime. There is a special sadhana for it, to get the previous life memory. One of my colleague, monk, he said, I tried, maybe you can try this previous life. Who were you? I don't need it, but you can try this. I said, okay, if you say, I didn't want to break his heart. So if you say, I am going to do it. I did it. It was 21 days, sadhana, special. Before you go to bed, you do sit 1 hour and you do some things. Repeat. And you are totally into it. So, and in dreams, you can go into your past life, previous life memory. And I was dreaming. I was only 14 years old that time, kind of innocent, and whatever they say, we'll do it. I did. In the dream, very early morning, I had a dream. I meet a lot of people. And I said, oh, well, we know you. I know you too. So it was kind of everywhere. They saying, hi, we were waiting for you, you can come. But I think even though I know you, but I don't remember your name, who you are. By face it looks like you are familiar. He said, you will remember everybody's name if you will see your mom, previous life mom. I said, okay. And I said, but where to go? That you go this side, you enter this room, and she is in the kitchen. So we will follow you, but you go. You will remember. And I stepped my foot on the threshold. There is a kitchen further. And my teacher, who initiated me in the chain, he hit me fully, that you are late to awake up. I think I'm very flexible, but the teacher, they really hit you. That if you are not on time, they have a special staff, they carry it, and they just hit. I woke up suddenly, and I start crying. Because it was just a few seconds away. Few seconds away, my sadhana was working, my spiritual practices were working. They say only if you meet her, then you will remember everything. And I was almost there, he hit it and wake me up. That was my worst day. And it happened only once. I went to that monk, and this happened, that, this sadhana happens only once in a life. You cannot do twice. But you can do other kind of sadhana. And I was crying. The teacher said, oh, maybe I hit badly. Are you in pain? No, I'm not in pain. But you damaged the whole system today. I told, I was just inch away to get the past, previous life memory. And you ruined it. He said, so sorry, but I didn't stop crying, because it was the biggest day for me. It could have happened, but you know, sometimes you live with the teacher, like teacher. They're not enlightened. They will do it, right? They don't know what is happening with you, right? They will just ruin the whole system. I never forgave him by doing that. Maybe he forgave, but because it was time to do the pratikraman, to the prayer. That's what he said. everybody was up except you. I have to wake you up. But I was waking up in the further. This waking is nothing waking. He said, sorry, so time. But I don't think so. I forgave him ever. I left him. I was 14 years old. I lived a little bit with him, but I then left him. I searched my own path. Things happen like that. When you dream, sometimes it takes you into the previous life memory. Dreams are true, but unfortunately we don't remember them. The dilemma is we don't remember it. If you dream and you wake up right away, write your dream. And in the morning, you will remember in detail. That will create a lot of awareness in you. And that is the real sadhana. Then you are awake all the time. Even you are dreaming, you are awake. It is a sadhana, but it is like we have to think about it, how to do it. Dreams are very much true, but we don't know it because we forget it. The psychologists say that nobody can sleep without dream. They have to have dream, otherwise they don't sleep. But we forget all the dream. All the dream we forget. Lucky who they remember. Even you remember a couple of dreams of your life. I think you will meet those people whom you have seen in the... Maybe they are good people you will meet. If they were bad, it better not to meet. Somebody asked me, who is the sinner? What he is supposed to do if he is a sinner? Suppose somebody is a murderer. I tell them, is better if he always falls asleep. Is it good for him who is a murderer, who is a bad person, he is always asleep. So he will not do harm, hurt, kill others, right? Who wants to be awake always? Who wants to find himself, herself? That is always awake. That's what it is written in Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra, that yasyam jagrati bhutani tasyam nisha pasyato muni, that the person who is on the path, yasyam jagrati bhutani, all these living beings, all human beings, they are awake. Sa nisha pasyato muni. That aspirant, that candidate who is on the spiritual path, they see that is a night. Because everybody is awake and they will disturb you. So they see it is a night. They go in silence, deep. Meditative state. When they are awake, yasyam is when they are, everybody is asleep, right? Tasyam jagrati sayami. That the aspirant, real aspirant, they are awake that time because that is the peaceful space, place now. Everybody is asleep, you do meditate. Most of sadhakas, spiritual aspirant and spiritual practitioners, they are awake at night because it is a peaceful time. But if you are asleep, you have only dream and you forget them. I can prove you, dreams are true. You heard the name of the Madame Marie Curie? She discovered the radium. It is known in the history. She was working for the company and the company is supposed to award her if she is fully successful to discover the radium. And she did years of work, But every time she tested the formula, it failed. She got tired totally after a few years. She said, I am not going to get success. And company is pressuring on her. Discover it, discover it, discover it. You want your money, millions of dollars, we will award you. But you have to discover it. She put a lot of efforts. She couldn't. Every time she tested it into the lab, every time his formula is wrong. She got so fed up. Everybody will get fed up one day. If nothing is happening, you're working hard, no success, they get desperate. They get frustrated. They get annoyed. She did same thing. She threw all the papers away from the lab. And she went back to home. I better not to make any money. She gave up. She went to the home straight and she ate whatever it was in the food available, junk food. Every junk food she ate, whatever. She filled up first time her stomach. And she went go to bed. She fell asleep. She wanted to forget all this burden, all this stress, all this heaviness on her head. Research. She gave up. She's sleeping. She wakes up a little bit. She eats and she fell asleep again. 3 days she was totally falling asleep, total relax. And when person is total relax, that time if they dream, it is really true dream. Now in the astral traveling, in the dream, she is dreaming. And she is scientist. Where she is going, her soul, her subtle bodies, where are they taking her? In the labs. If you are a writer, you will feel, you will see incident happening everywhere. I can write something. But for her, dreams were lab. She's going lab to lab into the dream. And in the dream, she found the formula. She wrote in her life story that I'd found the formula in the dream. What happened? She dreamed and she woke up right away because she was totally relaxed. That's why it is a wrong saying, necessity is the mother of invention. That is totally wrong. Necessity is not the mother of invention. It is the relaxation is the mother of invention. If you are relaxed, you're going to discover a lot of things. If you are relaxed, you're going to discover who you are even. That's what it happened with her, Madame Curie, Marie Curie, full name. She found the formula and she wrote it. She woke up, she wrote it, and she fell asleep again. In the morning, after 3 days, she fully woke up. And she wanted to have a coffee or tea. But she saw on the table one piece of paper. And in the piece of paper, she saw it is a formula of radium. She said, it is my writing, but when did I write it? She forgot. She woke up and she wrote it and she fell asleep. She rushed to the lab again. And as soon as she tested it, it was a real formula, radium. She declared right away, I found it. And she is known discoverer of the radium. But people don't know who discovered it. That is already buried into the ground. If you read the next day's newspaper, one scientist, he committed suicide. And he was researching radium too. But for his timing difference, it was Friday night when he discovered. For her, it was not a Friday night. It was still morning. she declared right away. And he fell asleep that I cannot declare. Everything is closed. Maybe Monday I will declare when it everything is that I found it. As soon as he saw the newspaper next day, somebody else discovered the radium. Right? Her name. He committed suicide because he was working for years and years. And he did the hard work. I think she went to her lab in through the subtle body and she found the piece of paper. And she wrote it. Can you believe that you can steal through your dream? Biggest thing. She knows that I found in the dream, but she doesn't know that she stole it. She stole it. In the dream, there is no proof to she stole it, right? But the guy who worked the real hard, he committed suicide. People don't know why people commit suicide. Because they maybe somebody stole their work. Maybe he got so desperate that I could have declared on Friday night, but it is too late. Has no choice. Because all of money he was expecting from his company, his whatever that they were hired him, all become zero right away. And he couldn't take it, he committed suicide. People don't see that. People see only she discover dreams are true if we can remember. We can go really deep into our consciousness through the dream. Sometimes they show you your previous life, but we forget. It's a problem. Sometimes dream shows you to your future too, but we forget. Be aware a little bit. I was talking yesterday, the uttam shoch. Shoch means where there is no greediness, your real purity comes upon the surface. Real purity. And I mentioned that Acharya, one Acharya, his name, I am going to tell you. His name was Amrit Chandra Tattvatsar. On the 17th shloka, he wrote, there are four kind of which blocks our purity. Bhog, Upabhog, Jivan, and Indriya. There are four. There are bhog. We taste everything, we get addicted. Upabhog, we have a lot of things, cars, houses, and Jivan. Sometimes we have a greediness for the life. We keep this body just to entertain, to enjoy, not to use it for the right purpose. This is a very good gift given to you by God. And it is once in a life, human life. And instead of we take advantage of it, this beautiful gift, we indulge into some other stuff. We indulge into anger, ego. We indulge into eating, drinking, drug. We waste this life. Drinking drug, when you drink, your liver is gone, right? That's what alcohol does. Alcohol is if you light it, it burns it. It's a fire, it burns your liver. So this is supposed to be the best. But bhog, upabhog, sometimes we don't care about our life. We destroy it. And some people, they are so greedy about their life, they will take bath, they will put makeup. Sometimes they waste 2 hours just to put up makeup. I guarantee you 80% industries in the world run by ladies. All makeup stuff. You know, they make a lot of money out of it. But sometimes they are, few of them, ladies, maybe they are too much into that. Sometimes they waste 2 hours. Hey, 2 hours they can analyze themselves instead of putting makeup only. That's what, don't be greedy for this life that you have to keep it certain way. As long as it is healthy, that's enough. Everybody in their own way, they are beautiful. I'm talking every individual, their own way, they are beautiful. But our conditions of beauty is totally different. They think, oh, the African ladies there, they are not beautiful. They have bigger lips, right? Big breasts or this or that. They see it. And many African tribes, they don't wear even clothes, right? On the top, they don't have anything, ladies even. So, and, oh, if you have a small lips, sometimes people begin to think you are not beautiful. They inject in something, their whole, their lips, and they become bigger. Hey, just accept the way you are born, you are beautiful. Don't be greedy to inject, to have plastic surgery or this or that. Look at that. Michael Jackson. He went so crazy. He started not only plastic surgery to his nose, his face. He went too far. He started bleaching his skin even. He didn't want to be dark skin. What is the result? He died. 52 years old. Right? So it is, and you will see his photo, his pictures. When he was a child, he was so handsome. When he did all plastic surgery, cut all his face, hair, there, nose, he became ugly already. Don't disturb unless you have something on your face to remove. Right? That is a different. Or you got cut, or you do something, you have to do it. But for the beauty, if you don't go again and again, it will go ugly. Uglier. They have to spend money all the time for plastic surgery. Oh, my eye is not good. This is a wrinkle here. My nose is not this. It becomes so much. Don't be greedy for this life for that way. Be greedy for this life to use it. Use it for the good purpose. Sometimes they are greedy too much for their life, just to eat, to enjoy. That is useless. And fourth, I told you, if you want to be fully purity, all these desire of the senses, they always desire. Simple food can keep you healthy, but you want to do, oh no, dessert. If you see dessert, you forget the food, right? In animals, the same thing. They are eating grass. If you give them little cookies or little treat, animal, they will come to you because that is for them. It is like a dessert. Everywhere it's like that. So don't be indulged into the senses. Those can waste your life. It is better to make it pure. That's what I was telling you yesterday. So, but I am going to tell you, today is a Uttam Sayam. Sayam means discipline. And that's what I am reading, this first gatha from the Dashvikalik, Ahinsa Sanjamo Tavo. That path is the best and beautiful path, which has ahimsa, non-violence, which has sanyam, sanjamo. Sanyam means discipline. If you don't have a discipline in your life will go crazy. If you eat whatever it comes on the way, you don't care about it, what is good for you, what is not good for you. If you don't have a knowledge, you will ruin your health. That's what I tell people. If you eat toxified food too much, like almost 4 billion people, they don't eat that kind of food. Pork, Pork is very heavily taxed, toxified food. Once you put into your stomach, it stays into your stomach almost 3 days. It doesn't pass through because our intestines are so long. Human intestines are so long. And the food has to pass through the intestines. On the other hand, a lion. Lion has intestine, but they are very small, short. He can eat, a lion can eat 50 pounds of raw meat. It can digest it. Why? Because intestines are so small. It passes through very quickly. But human, if they will forget the raw, they cannot digest, right? They will go crazy. Their health will be ruined fully. Even they cook it, they clean it, they squeeze it, they make it kosher, like a Jewish, they do it. They drain all the blood and everything from it, purify it, and you cook it, you eat it, it still gives trouble. Can you believe if you eat raw, what is going to give you trouble? Pork. And frying things into the lard is even worse. Pig's fat. Frying things into the lard is the worst thing for your health. It might ruin, it might create colon cancer inside of your stomach because it sits there. So if you are not knowledgeable, so you cannot have a discipline. You need to have a discipline. Discipline for the food at least. What you eat, you have to have a knowledge. What to put in your stomach. Not to put heavily toxified food, like a beef. Beef is very heavily toxified. Why? Because it has the highest cholesterol. And steak is the worst to eat. It creates too much cholesterol. And your all arteries will be blocked one day. And it takes 3 days to pass. Light meat, maybe lightest meat is a fish. But other food, vegetarian food or vegan food is the lightest. It will not bother your stomach much. 4 to 6 hours it will pass through. If it is light. If you put too much butter in it, maybe it becomes greasy. Even vegetarian. But vegan, maybe it will be lightest. It depends on what you choose. If you are knowledgeable, you can have a uttam sayam. Sayamanam iti sayam. When you discipline everything, your mind needs, I want today ice cream. But your soul tells your mind, I am not going to give you ice cream today. That is sayam, discipline. If you have a discipline, I am going to have a juice today. But if you drink juice 10 glasses, there is no discipline. If you drink juice 1-2 times a day, maybe it's a discipline. Have discipline. When you have a discipline, that your sayam begins. Without discipline, your life is not good. Have to have a discipline. When to eat, when. If you eat all the time, 24 hours. Many people, they cannot stay without eating. Have something in their mouth. If nothing else, chewing gum. I don't know what chewing gum will do. I think those people, they cannot stay still. It's a problem. They need some activity. Chewing gum going on. If not food, chewing gum. Many people, they forgot chewing gum at night to take it out. What about if they swallow? What is going to happen? Swallowing. It might create a lot of trouble. You better be careful what you put in your stomach. If a lot of spices, if you put, you can have a chances to create ulcer in your stomach. Chili spices, especially too much chili. It creates ulcer. And when ulcer happens, after that it becomes cancer. So you have to be careful. You eat in limited. limited spices, limited chili spices, then it might be healthy for you. But if it is too much because of your taste, you cannot control on your senses. If you control on your senses, you eat. I tell people, our doctor never going to tell you to not to eat sugar. If you follow my system is very easy. Eat, but eat it very little. Sugar, if you want to put into the coffee, right? Don't put 3 or 4 spoons of sugar. It might taste good. And your this sense of taste, tongue, it like it. But it is very bad for you. If you want to never drop sugar in your whole life, even you are old, just have a little bit. When you have a little bit, limit it, you're never going to drop it. You can enjoy the whole of your life. But if you eat too much, like you eat, if you drink Coke, 1 liter Coke has 18 tablespoons of sugar. Is it going to damage you? Because you are not knowledgeable. You need to have a discipline. If you have a Coke once in a while, it might not damage you 1 glass. But 1 liter has that much sugar. So, and it is very bad for your health. You need to have a sayam. Sayam means discipline. Discipline is very much needed. In front of king, if you raise your eyes in front of king, he's going to punish you. The sayam, discipline of the eyes, keep your eyes down. Because kings are dictators. They used to be dictators. If somebody raises in front of king their eyes, they will not like it. They will find the way to destroy you fully. If you have a sayam for your eyes in front of king, that is a very good thing, to be sayam of the in front of the king. But if you visit a saint, if you visit a saint, a monk, you have to have a sayam, discipline of your mind. You don't just chit-chat in front of a monk or saint. If you don't have a control on your mind or sayam, a discipline on your mind, it will going to create trouble. So if you visit a monk or a saint, you better have a discipline. Discipline your mind. Otherwise, you keep asking too many questions. Right? Too many questions. And it might create trouble. But if you are visiting a scholar, have a discipline on your speech. Because scholar people, they will talk to you scholarly. They don't want too much talking. Sometimes people ask question to the scholar. Their question, it becomes like 20 lines, one question. And a scholar will not like it. If you have sayam discipline on your speech, that will save you everywhere, on your mind, on your eyes. That will save you from trouble. So it is better to learn how to discipline. Discipline everywhere. What to eat, what not to eat. Discipline of your body. How to sit. How not to sit. If you sit like this, you are ruining your backbone. But if you sit straight, you are always healthy. Sit into the cross leg sometimes. When you sit in the cross leg, there are 2 nerves here in your right ear. Your foot will press that nerve, another foot will press this side, and they are connected to your brain. And brain will release all bad chemicals. And you are in meditative state. That's what this discipline, to sit maybe 5 minutes in the cross leg. But if you don't have a discipline to sit even 5 minutes, how are you going to sit in 30 minutes? At least 5 minutes, something your brain will release is bad chemicals, heaviness, and that's what gives you lightness into your head, and you can go deep into meditative state. That is a discipline. Discipline. The monks and nuns, they try to discipline their body. That is, when you are disciplined, I think that is the best path. Ahimsa Sanjamo. Sanyam. Sanyam is the best thing. If you have discipline on your speech, on your eyes, on your hearing, in India it is a teachings of Gandhi. Bapu ke teen bandar, three monkeys of the Bapu. Bapu, they used to call him Bapu. Three monkeys of the Bapu. If you will see it, he's sitting three monkeys. One monkey closing his ears. Second monkey closing his mouth. Third monkey closing his eyes. It is popular, Bapu ke teen bandar. Three monkeys of the Bapu. One monkey is telling you, don't hear the bad words, close your ears. Second monkey, don't see the bad things, close your eyes. Third monkey telling you, don't say the bad word, keep silence. It is better. But it is not a Bapu's teen bandar. He stole it. Actually, it was four monkeys, and it is in Chinese mythology. In Chinese mythology, there are four monkeys. One is this, one is this, one is this, and one is this, fourth. And Gandhi was so much embarrassed for that. He's covering his private parts. It means no sex. That was the fourth monkey. No desire of that senses. But Gandhi thought it looked so ugly. So he took it out, fourth one. He took only three monkeys. But can we believe even three monkeys, if we become like a three monkeys, not to say bad word, whole world is yours. You have a discipline of your words, your speech. Not to see bad stuff, bad things, you have a discipline on your eyes, sight. And don't hear bad words, otherwise you're going to get angry unnecessarily. So keep closing your ears from the bad language. So it can bring you discipline, all your senses. If you are a disciplined person, I am telling you, he's always praised. Anywhere he will go or she will go. One of Abraham Lincoln's incident in his life has a lot of impact on my life. I was a child. They were telling me, they still save those books. I think because I left, they got attached to me more. Because when you left your home, your family, and they were telling me this time that you used to read a lot of books in your childhood. You were fond of reading. This book you used to read, it was very old almost, but they kept it. And they showed me that book. It was an incident. Abraham Lincoln. He was a president. And those days there were no car. He was going to deliver a speech somewhere on the horse cart. And it was decorative. Driver was driving. And they were going to the dirt road, you know, to go. And he was a man of discipline. Abraham Lincoln. He wanted to deliver speech on time. He wanted to go even 2 minutes early. So he left early. And It was going very smooth. But Abraham Lincoln, he was a farmer too. Farmer's home he was born. On the way he saw a pond, little bit water in it, and mud fully. A pig somehow went to drink the water and he got stuck into the mud. And the more he tried to come out, it goes down to the... He's sinking more. The more he tried, he's sinking more. And he was looking around. Suddenly he saw a pig is struggling. His neck left only. He thought if he will try one more time, he's going to sink and he will going to die. He didn't have much time left. He has his own coat, shirt, pant, whatever they used to wear that time. He didn't have time. That he's going to do it. He jumped with the dresses, the way he was dressing it, to deliver the speech as a president. Somehow, before he goes to the town, he picked up, he saved his life. He ran away. But now there was no time, they watched. His driver, he cleaned his dress, whatever they can do. He said, if we go back, there is no time. I want to deliver the speech on time. He went. People were shocked in dirty clothes. Driver explained later. This incident, look at, maybe he was not a vegetarian, but if somebody dies in front of you, can you feel compassion? It shows his heart was fully compassionate, loving. He saved that poor pig. He could have died there. One more attempt, just one more, and he will go down. Because that is the nature of the mud. The more you try to come out, the more you sink down. But he saved it. That's what I am trying to tell you. Anybody dying in front of you, if your heart melts, if your heart feels compassion, if your heart feels love, it means you are a good person, you are a disciplined person. And discipline plays a big role in your life. Not only saves you from the many sickness, many diseases, it keeps you always in the good shape, physically, mentally, and also by speech, and also spiritually too. So, uttam sayam. Uttam means the best discipline. We call it when you are disciplined everywhere. Through your speech, eating, seeing, listening. Right? People, I wish they are good listeners. In Jain term, good listener, they call it Shravak and Shravika. Male devotees, they call it Shravak. Shravak means good listener. And Shravika, female, good listener. If you are a good listener, you can learn a lot of things. But if you have lack of listening skill, you're never going to learn a lot of things. You're going to miss it. Good listeners, they listen with the two ears. God could have given you one ear, right? You can still hear it. I was in children's camp one time. I asked this question, hey, you could have got just one ear and maybe in your head somewhere. You could have listened it. Why God gave you 2 years? One guy like William, he raised his hand. I am going to answer. I told God give you 2 years. You listen from the left. Take it out from the right. That's what our life is. We listen from the one ear. We take it out from the other ear. Good listeners are not that way. Good listeners, they hear from that both ears and they take that teachings to their heart. It becomes their life. It means they are very disciplined. I tell you, if you are a good listener, you can learn a lot of things. But people, sometimes, they disturb when you are talking. they begin to disturb you, right? It means they are not good listener. They take over your conversation. They are not a good listener. They're going to miss. If you have these kind of discipline in your life, uttam sayam, the best discipline will pop up. And that is the best path. I'm going to tell you one more. Otherwise, I am not going to finish the all 10th. I am going to tell you uttam tapa. Uttam tapa. Ahimsa sanjamo tavo tapa. Tapa means fasting, austerity. Or spiritual practicing, spiritual sadhana. Sadhana means spiritual practices. Wake up in the morning. Before you do anything, you sit down. And when you sit down, you maybe do whatever prayer you know. If you know any mantra, Namokar mantra, you do the Namokar mantra. Before you do anything, if you wake up early in the morning, your day has to begin with the very beautiful things. It means you are doing little tapa already. Tapa means fasting. Tapa is a fire. It burn everything. Tapa is the one who can burn your all karma, your all ignorance, your all illusion, everything. But it has to be done right way. If it is done wrong way, it doesn't burn. Many children, they wake up, teenagers especially, or grown-up people, I don't want to go to gym. They have their own gyms at home. They put loud music, rock and roll. If you start your life rock and roll, whole day will be rock and roll. But if your life starts very peacefully in the morning, your whole day will be peaceful. So I am telling you, start. Tapa can be many different way. There are outer tapa, there are inner tapa. Outer tapa, what is outer tapa? Belongs to your body. It keeps your body very healthy. Outer tapa is very good way how to do it. There are six kind of tapa. Six kind of outer tapa. Anshan, first is. Anshan means no eating at all. Totally closed your mouth. No eating. Anshan. Anshan is two kind of. Anshan means there are four things in it. First, edible thing, whatever food regular we eat. Or there is a like medicine. Or there are pickles, churan, whatever. All included in it. And also, fourth thing included in it, water. Not only eating, not only food, water too. So if some people, they do everything, all four things, food, spices, or like oil, butter, everything, and also the what kind of it gives taste, churan, pickle, right? Are the water. These are four things. When you renounce all things, take about, I am not going to do anything, not water, 24 hours at least. It is considered 24 hours. And result is very good. After 24 hours, you might lose that day a lot of weight. Unless you are blooded with the water. First day, you drink a lot of water or you ate the wrong thing. Like what? In the evening, if you eat a food with yogurt and lot of yogurt, a lot of lassi with the yogurt involved in it, and you drink in the evening, your muscles will going to hold a lot of water next day. Instead of you losing weight, because the water is staying there. So you're not going to lose weight. Maybe next day you will going to lose weight. Not that day when you start eating. Amazing. When you are not eating, you are gaining weight. When you start eating, you lose the weight. Why? What weight is? Maybe your muscles are bloated everywhere. And the water has to go out. But it is not going out. Because the food you ate, when you food you eat, and it retain all this into your muscles, then you are bloated. Anshan is a totally first kind of four kinds of food, including water if you don't do. Second kind of anshan is you just drink water only. That is called anshan. But in our tradition, shamanic tradition, they call it upavas. Upavas is the best way. Upavas means, up means near, vas means live. Live near the soul. That is called upavas. Not anshan, upavas. Upavas is the best word. Upavas means now you renounce all these things and you don't remember it. If you will remember if you are not busy. But if you are busy, you will forget. Sometimes, like you are fast begin automatically. You are working, you are too much into work, cleaning, cooking, this, that. Your breakfast time is over. Your lunch time is over because maybe you are taken by one project in the on your computer. You forgot. If you are by yourself, you forgot 4 o'clock. Why didn't eat anything? Already you upavas. When it happened by itself, that is considered the best anshan. But when you take the vow, sometimes it happens. As soon as you take the vow, all foods attacks on you. You remember all kind of food. So that is not that is only anshan, but not upavas. Upavas is when you forgot your food. That is the real upavas. That is called tapa. Anshan, you just control it. Anshan you control, but that is has a lot of benefit too physically. It will burn your all toxins. It will burn your all, whatever you're holding inside. And your organs, your kidney, your all glands, your tissues, your nerves, they begin to purify. In one. Now it is a new research. If someone does 21 days once a year, 21 days, continue or here and there, 21 days, that person never going to have a cancer. But can they do once a year, 21 days fasting? Not fasting only during the day, 24 hours, one fast. 21 days, twice a month, once a month. As long as you finish 21 fasting, what fasting does? It begins to kill the cancer cells. That's what it is. That's what they do. Anshan is the first bahya tapa, outer tapa. Unodri are you eat less than your hunger. You eat one tortilla less, one chapati less, one little big spoon, less of your vegetable or your dal. That is unodri, less than your hunger. That is also a tapa. It will keep you healthy. I tell people, if you want to be healthy, eat less than your hunger. That's it. That will keep you healthy. That is also tapa. Third is vritti parisankhyan. Vritti parisankhyan is a very difficult. It is a all these monks sometimes they go to begging the food. They do some kind of vow that if I found this kind of food, I will eat. Otherwise, I won't eat today. They go house to house begging, and people are waiting for them. But it is called special word abhigraha. Abhigraha is a special vow they take. Suppose I found in their kitchen and they offer me cucumber, suppose. Then I will eat food. Otherwise, I am fasting. They go next day, they don't find this. No cucumber, nobody is offering cucumber in the food. So then they will fast. That is their way to keep fasting. 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days. But one day, If somebody, they try to offer, maybe mango, maybe this, maybe that, maybe they want this kind of food, maybe they want rice pudding. They keep trying that he's not eating like 10 days. And that kind of vritti parisankhyan is very difficult to do it. Only monks and nuns, when they are really strong, they can do it. That burns a lot of karma. Fourth is ras paritiyagar. You can do just today, you can renounce, I am not going to eat anything which has a ghee, butter, or which has a lot of sugar. You can try to just leave those kind of things. Then it is called ras paritiyag juices, which makes you feel that you are addicted to it. Chocolate, anything which you can do that kind of. That is the fourth one. Fifth one is vivakta shayya asana. Like sometimes in the 8 days of parution, people sleep on the floor. They don't sleep on their bed because bed is very soothing, very flexible. You sleep well, but you want to have a discipline to your body. You sleep on the floor. That is also a tapa. Even you are eating, but you are sleeping that way. Or kaya klesh. Kaya klesh is the sixth one. That sun is very hot. You say, I want to meditate today under the sun. Maybe 30 minutes. And sun is really hot. And you, just testing yourself, 30 minutes, you don't move from there. 30 minutes. That's what, 1 hour sometimes people do it. Even though your body feels little pain, but you are into the positive thoughts, good thoughts, you don't feel that pain. That is called kaya klesh. It has little pain in the body. These are all tapas. Everybody can do it. You can drop even one times food. That is called unodari. Unodari means less than your hunger, right? Anybody can do it. But there is antarang tapa is the inner tapa. Inner tapa is the best tapa. First is prayaschit. Prayaschit means confession. You confess whatever you did wrong in your life. Whom to confess? Trustworthy person. He doesn't tell everyone, oh, he's that bad person. Right? Confession, you have to do it. To whom you can trust. Monks, nuns, they will keep your secret to yours. If it is can hurt you, that secret, they will not tell. So you can confess. Prayaschit is the best one. But prayaschit doesn't happen. Prayaschit can make you enlightened. I give you one example. Chandana. Chandana was a nun. She was the head of the Mahavira's time, 2600 years ago. Under her, there were 36,000 nuns. How many? 36. And her aunt, real aunt, she was a queen. After listening the sermon from the Mahavir, Tirthankara, enlightened one, she wanted to become a nun, and she became a nun. Now, she became a nun under her niece, right? And now, she is under her discipline. One day, she asked her teacher, Chandana now, the Chandana is a teacher, a niece, say, can I go to visit Mahavir, enlightened one? And I want to go with few nuns. He said, okay, come on time. She went to listen, and there were thousands of other kings, people, they were sitting there, and they were listening there and enjoying. But suddenly, two angels appeared too. Two angels, because angels, they come to hear too their sermon. But they came, they forgot to change their body. they came with the real body. And real body is like sunshine. That's what their real body. The angel, they cannot come with the real body. It is shining. They live in the different world. Light body fully shining. So they forgot to change it. They were in hurry. They appeared and they were sitting sunset already. But people didn't realize there is a sunset because there were two sun there already. And as soon as he'd finished his lecture, and the angel disappeared. It was dark everywhere. People ran here and there. And they ran too. What is happening? Oh, my teacher will be very mad on me. Dark. I supposed to come back early. She went and she was already very bad mood teacher. That you're not supposed to come back that late. I said, my fault. My fault. I didn't realize the sunset. Because continue sermon was continue. Talk was continue. We didn't realize. They didn't know that there were angels with the real body. And suddenly, we didn't realize. I am sorry, I am sorry. She was asking, apologize. But she was so mad on her. Fall asleep, everyone. She fell asleep, teacher fell asleep too, Chandana. And aunt couldn't fall asleep. She was looking at herself. Looking at herself. I am very bad. I hurt my teacher today. It is not good that she got mad on me. She was right. I could have had little discipline. I could have come early. She is right. She began to look at herself. I think I have a lot of shortcomings. I could have disciplined more. I am going to discipline myself more. Everybody is asleep except her. She is going through a lot of her stuff. And she went too deep, too deep, too deep. All the layers of the karma began to melt. If you want to layers of karma to be melted, go deep, analyzing yourself like her. She did. And when she forgot where she is, she went so deep into her consciousness, all the karma began to melt. She got enlightened. Now she sees everything. Dark has no meaning for her. She's awake. Suddenly, because they used to stay those days in the garden, royal garden somewhere, they did not supposed to come to the cities, only begging allowed. And there are thousands of nuns staying in the royal garden. At night, a cobra appeared. And it was dark night totally. And the teacher's arm was like that. And the cobra, she saw it because now she sees it. Because she's enlightened. And so she saw it that he's going there and it is going to cross the arm. And she might get wake up and cobra might bite her. You know what she did? She moved her arm to this way. Cobra passed. As soon as she moved her arm very carefully, but she woke up. Now what? She screamed on her. You don't even let me sleep. She got so mad. She said, my fault. She still says, my fault. I have to. Why you have to move my arm? That I have to. There was no choice. What was not choice? That cobra was passing. And you could have wake up and it will get disturbed, will bite you. There is a dark night. I cannot see my own hand. How you see the cobra? by your own blessing, she said. My blessing? Are you enlightened? Enlightened person, they don't say they are enlightened. And by your blessing, said, oh, I insulted an enlightened person. That is called prayashchit. Prayashchit means confession. She bowed down to her. She said, please forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And she closed her eyes, Chandana. And she closed her eyes so, and she went so deep, so deep, so deep into her own consciousness. All the karma's layers, they begin to melt. But she went so deep into, she really wanted to have a confession. And same day, she got enlightened. That is called prayashchit. Prayashchit is the inner tapa. If you can do confession real sense, that time is not far away that you cannot get enlightened. This is the best tapa. And the second is vinaya. Vinaya is humbleness. You, no matter what happens, you stay humble. Always. And the people who are humble, they never get killed. Even the biggest storm, they cannot destroy it. Sometime I give an example. All the tall trees in the hurricane wind, they fall apart. But bamboos, they stay there. Why? Because bamboo has a flexibility. As soon as wind comes, they're flexible. They just bow down. The person who bow down, they don't get destroyed. The person who is standing like a tree, big tree, doesn't know how to bow down, fully gone in the storm. Remember, humbleness is the best tapa. If you can be humble everywhere, you are the best person. Vayavritya, I told yesterday, seva. Vayavritya means seva. Like Bahubali. He did lot of seva for the monks and whoever was sick. If you have that kind of thoughts to serving by heart, not just to serve, heartedly, fully, your heart is there. You burn a lot of karma. That is the best thing if people can do it. And fourth is swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means swa-adhyaya. Swa means your own. Adhyaya means study yourself. How are you going to study yourself? Find a spiritual book. Not novels. No, spiritual books. Not regular books, spiritual book. And spiritual book is very difficult to find. But if you do study those books, it will give you inner sight, and you will be in the tapa. And fifth is vyutsarg. Vyutsarg is that when you renounce all kind of belonging to you. You renounce everything. You have a little possession. And many Shramanic tradition monks, they even renounce their clothes too. They are totally naked. They are in India still surviving. At least 108. They remain same. 108, 105, 108, something. Because they renounce even their clothes too. Not only belonging, their clothes too. And they become totally naked. They don't possess even their body. Somebody cleans their body, clean. They don't even do. They are like that. They are too much into the inner tapa. That is called vyutsarga. They even renounce their own body. That's what they are. They're very rare. And last one is dhyana. Dhyana is a meditation. Meditation burns the whole karma very quickly. If you go deep into meditative state, it's not easy though. Meditative state you can go when your body is very light. When lighted body, your soul is very happy inside, can go deep and can burn all the karma, or all the layers of the karma will melt, begin to melt, tapa. These are the inner tapa. Inner tapa is the most important than the bahya tapa, but they have both importance. When you do the outer tapa, they help you a lot to go into the deeper. I can explain into the very deep, very detail, but I wanted to just tell you, just a little, you can get an idea. Then if you want to learn, learn, read spiritual book. You will find out more what prayasht is. It is not a confession you go to the church, sitting in the window outside, and priest may be sitting inside, there is a curtain in between, you talking about what you have done wrong. Priest may be sleeping inside, you don't know. Because every day listening people, they get bored. And in the end, when stop talking, they have a patent word, one line, "Oh, my child, God forgive you." As soon as you hear those words, oh, released. I think they patent these words. It helps you, though. The real confession, only Jain monks and knows. It comes with the punishment. And that punishment, wipe out your all guilt. Wipe out your all karma. That's what Chandana's case happened. Real confession, she did it. It's hard. Like her own student, right? She had to bow down to her. Right? That's what it happened. The real confession began. And she went so deep into it, so deep into it. All the melt, all the layers of the karma began to melt. Within few minutes, she got enlightened. It happened. That's what tapa does. But real tapa, every tapa has significant, but inner tapa is the most significant. I will tell you, have a compassion, have a humbleness, have a seva, or have a swadhyaya study, but those books are vyutsarg, your possession, have less and less and less possession, and fifth is meditation. No, sixth is meditation. Meditate every day. That's what we have a statue outside, meditate you stay. You sit in that position on the hill, and you will meditate like that. That is the sixth day today. Two more days, I'm going to go through a lot of things. But anyway, I am going to stop now here and will continue tomorrow. Jai Siddhatma.
Matamanami Acharyashri, and thank you so much for sharing with us such an important message. As always, your teachings are filled with enlightened insight and practical ways we can advance and deepen our spiritual journey. And thank you all again for tuning in to Acharyashri's broadcast today. Please be sure to subscribe to his podcast on iTunes and YouTube, as well as follow Acharyashri on social media via Facebook and Instagram. This way you continue to receive guidance for your spiritual journey. Jai Siddhatma.